The ark or the ship has been a symbol of God's grace. And it says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord instructed him to build an ark where the remnant of the human race could be saved and a new beginning could happen. Bible scholars tell me that that basket that Moses was put in by his mother was the same word as the word for ark, and so Moses was saved so that he could lead Israel out of bondage and they could have salvation and the grace of God would be upon them. And when the grace of God appeared to us in Jesus Christ, his apostle Peter likened salvation to the ark and to Noah. Read about it in 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ has also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient. When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, wherein a few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism does now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. The grace of God come to us in Jesus Christ, symbolized by an ark. Even the churches where the people sit is called the nave, which comes from the Latin, which has to do with ship. We are saved by Jesus Christ, and God has prepared a way through his grace that we might have forgiveness of our sins and escape eternal destruction, and that we might live with God in paradise. Avail yourself of God's grace. Listen to the preaching of those who are calling you to Jesus Christ, calling you to repentance and confession of sins and belief in Jesus Christ. Receive his Spirit today. Be saved. Enter into that ark. It's God's grace for us. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you that you did not let me perish, that you came to me, O Lord, and somehow you put within me a desire to know you. It didn't come from myself. It's very mysterious to me, Lord, but I know this. You drew me to yourself, and in Jesus Christ, I have found eternal life, for he has given it to me by his grace. He said, whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. Oh God, thank you for your grace. Help me to live in your grace today. In Jesus' name, amen.